Radiant Online without telling me I don't know anything about Radiant Online Vibes.
Radiant Stores has an online store now?
Not just a store. It's Radiant Stores Online Wonderland. A 24/7 treasure trove of beds, phones, laptops, kitchen units, solar, even other trusted brands not found in store. And they deliver within Lusaka for free.
Free delivery? I'm never leaving my house again.
Shop Radiant Online at www.radiantonline.co.zm today. If you haven't found it in store, we definitely have it online.
Radio Stores, inspiring trust since 1981.
Zambia's mining story is moving from extraction to transformation. This October, leaders from across Africa and the world meet in Lusaka for the Zambia Mining and Investment Insaka, ZAMI 2025. Theme, Unlocking Africa's Wealth, Advancing Sustainable Mining, Beneficiation and Value Addition. 6th to 10th October, Mulungushi International Conference Center, Lusaka. Policy, investment, technology, skill, and the partnerships that turn minerals into jobs and exports. You'll meet decision makers, discover innovation, and join B2B sessions focused on beneficiation and value addition across the value chain. Register now. Search ZAMI 2025 and secure your path today.
OneXBet. There's no better time for virtual gaming at 1X Games. Visit 1xbet.com.zm. Use promo code 1xgamesZM. 1X Games. Lucky spins. Epic wins. Pay responsibly. Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome. You're at the till. Groceries packed. Then, boom. No wallet. No card. Don't stress. With StanPay by Stanbic, you just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konse Pay points.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It's 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, we have the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
7,500 runners from Zambia to the world. Wow, Zambia, well done. Thank you for making the Absa Marathon an unforgettable experience. Your strides showcase our tenacious Zambian spirit that we are proud to share. Zambia Kuchalo, let's make the Absa Marathon bigger and better next year. Your story matters. Absa.
DPP appeals Malanji and Yamba's sentences. Sino Metals appeals the government to resume production. In global news, ICC hears war crimes against Ugandan rebel leader. Good evening, with the main news on Phoenix, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP Gilbert Peary, has filed a notice of appeal against the sentences handed down to former Secretary to the Treasury, Fred Odhiambo, and former Foreign Affairs Minister, Joe Malanji, following their conviction in the Lusaka Subordinate Court. The notice filed today seeks permission to appeal the 3-year sentence with hard labor imposed on Mr. Yamba and the 4-year sentence with hard labor imposed on Mr. Malanji after convictions on September 3rd, 2025. Mr. Peary has also indicated an intention to appeal the acquittal of Mr. Malanji on count 5, which related to possession of Royal Gibson Hotel in Kitwe reasonably suspected reports of crime. In the grounds of appeal filed in the High Court, the DPP argued that the trial court erred in law when it imposed custodial chains in light of aggravated factors present in the cases, and contends that the lower court erred in acquitting Mr. Malanji on count 5 as there were no accountable facts on the record to justify a finding that there was no reasonable suspicion relating to Royal Gibson Hotel. Last week, Mr. Yamba was found guilty on 2 counts of willfully failing to comply with laid down procedures in the transfer of over 108 billion kwacha intended for the purchase of Zemin properties in Turkey, while Mr. Balaji was convicted on 7 counts involving acquisition of properties of the suspected resources, including 2 helicopters and houses. The High Court is now expected to consider the DPP notice of appeal and related findings. Sinomet Unleashed Limited has appealed to government to allow it to resume production following the suspension of its operations earlier this year over the pollution of the Kakiwe River. Company Assistant Director Martin Amoksana made the appeal today with the Acting Green Economy and Environment Minister Colin Zinzobu visited the mine and former urged government to provide guidance on the resettlement of affected communities and address illegal mining within the company's concession to ensure business sustainability. Mr. Amoksana has disclosed that Sino Metals has so far completed 8 out of 13 compliance orders issued by the Zambia Environmental Management Authority, ZEMA, 5 out of 10 under the Water Resource Management Authority, WAMA, and 5 out of 12 under the Mines Justice Department, with the rest either ongoing or yet to be addressed. He has highlighted that the mine has so far spent about $13.3 million on restoration and compliance efforts, in addition to 14 million kwacha paid in compensation to affected communities in Kitwe and Kalurushi district. Mr. Amoksana says plans to decommission and build new tailings dams by August 26 are underway, with excavation and targeted manual restoration efforts also ongoing to restore the Kakiwe River water quality, flow, and prevent downstream.
So following the dam failure on 18 February, we immediately suspended production and dedicated all available resources to mitigating the incident. In fact, as of today, it's been almost 7 months. So request number one, Honorable Minister, is the production resumption. Request number two is guidance and support on the resettlement of residents residing within the mining area in Kamsar. Request number three is suspending the illegal tailings mining activities at TB6. The hazards of illegal mining at TB6 mainly fall into two aspects. First, during the rain season, the tailings may leak.
And Acting Green Economy and Environment Minister Colin Zinzobu has assured residents Kalulushi that the water is safe for consumption, emphasizing that Sino Metals must carry out a comprehensive cleanup of the environment and comply fully with all WAMA, ZEMA and Mine Safety Department directives by next year.
We are here to monitor progress on the various works we were ordered to do following the disaster. It's always a complex matter. We have to weigh between economic development, looking at your investment, in excess of $90 million, we received in excess of $220 million over the many years. However, any caring government would be concerned if there's any danger to the health of its people, hence our closure of the mine.
President Hakainde Hichilema has issued a stern warning against corruption in the issuance of mining licenses, describing it as a key obstacle to legal and sustainable mining in Zambia. Speaking when officiated at the Artisanal and Small Scale Miners Conference in Lusaka today, President Hichilema emphasized the importance of law and order in unlocking the country's economic potential through the mining sector. President Hichilema stressed that government is committed to stamping out corruption, particularly in the allocation of mining rights. The head of state further highlighted that without proper licensing, no mining activities will be allowed.